I invite you to relax into your body and get comfy and gently start slowing down your breath, breathing in through your nose and out through an open mouth like a sigh. And I invite you to see in your mind's eye, it's pre-dawn on summer solstice, and the sky has still not woken to the first rays of light. As you slip out of bed, you glance out the window, and the sky is in that place of kind of grayish pre-dawn. After all, it is 4 in the morning. You pull your clothes on and add a cozy sweater for good measure. You grab your little bag that you prepared the night before, a handful of crystals, and tuck them in your pocket, and head outside. The air is moist and cool, and your feet shiver as they walk over the damp grass that leads down to the beach. You can feel the pulse of the waves as they crash into the shore, come up through your feet, and the salty breeze lifts your hair and fills your nose. As you make your way down to the beach, you pick up little bits of dry wood and some old little branches and old man's beard, and soon you have a lovely little bundle of pieces to burn. As your feet hit the cool, round rocks that border the sand, you stop and look out over the ocean. You breathe in the smell of kelp, salt, and water, and feel your shoulders start to relax and the feeling of excitement start to increase. You put your bundle down and gently make a large, shallow hole in the stones. You open your bag and pull out some shreds of newspaper and a pack of matches and start to build a little fire. As you blow on the small flame to ignite it, you watch it catch the dry moss, and the flames get a little bigger and start to lick the tiny pieces of wood. And then, whoomph, your fire is going. You slowly feed it with bigger and bigger pieces of driftwood, and when you are sure it's going to sustain itself, you turn your attention to the ocean. The sounds of the waves crashing in is so soothing, yet invigorating. You hug your knees to your chest and let the warmth of the fire release any tension you've been holding in your body. Sitting by the fire, you pull a pen out from your bag and pick up the last piece of driftwood that you've saved specially for this purpose. This is your writing stick. You ponder what or who you need to release, and when you are oh so very clear, you write it all down on the driftwood, and no matter how much you write, you never seem to run out of space. When you're done, you tuck your pen away and hold the driftwood and wait. What are you waiting for? The sun, of course. This is summer solstice, and you got up before the sun so that you are there to celebrate him when he rises. A gull flies overhead, cawing and squawking as it flies toward the horizon in the distance. There is no one else on the beach. Just you, the ocean, your fire, and magic. You get up from your fire, stretch your legs, and walk over the damp, cool sand down to the edge of the ocean where the waves are pounding in. There is a glorious rocky outcropping that juts out into the water, putting you at least 4 feet further than the wave edge. You walk out and put your piece of driftwood down and stand looking at the horizon, just breathing and being. The air is charged with magic and welcome. You are at a place where 4 of the elements converge. The water of the ocean crashes upon the shore, the sand that warms with the sun, the wind that blows the smell of salt and promise to you, and soon the fire of the sun to warm you. What a glorious place to be. As you wait, you can see a slight glow on the horizon. The sun is rising. Behind you, there is a gorgeous glow of the coals of your fire and tiny little sparks flying up to the heavens as an offering. The wind gives a stronger burst, which causes you to give a little shiver and stuff your hands in your pockets. Crystals! You had forgotten you had brought some. As you pull them out, you see you grabbed sunstone, moonstone, chrysocolla, and clear quartz. the perfect match for this glorious summer solstice morning. Sunstone is the energy of the sun connecting you with action, movement, and solar energy, the masculine. Moonstone represents the energy of the moon, receptivity, emotions, and the feminine. Chrysocolla aligns you with heaven and earth and represents new beginnings. Clear quartz protects and cleanses, and you giggle with delight when you see who came with you and clutch them in your hands in anticipation. Soon, the sun's rays are lighting a path from the horizon, across the water, getting closer to you, and you wait, feeling the pounding of the waves and remembering to breathe. The waves cause the rock around your feet to vibrate with their energy and power, yet you feel strong and your feet are grounded on the earth with long roots going deep. In what feels like seconds, the sun bursts from the horizon and sunlight floods up onto the rock, over your feet and lighting up your body. Without thought, rhyme, or reason, you close both your hands over your crystals in prayer pose and offer them up to the sun in mountain pose. And then find yourself moving through a glorious sun salutation. Hinging at the waist, placing your hands on the rock and lunging back. It's a dance, an offering, a recognition of this most amazing day. And your body and mind flow like the waves around you. Back up to mountain pose, offering the crystals up again to then bow down and let the sun bask and stroke your back, filling you with divine light and love. As the sunlight floods over you, you come to stillness and turn your face up to be flooded with this glorious light, letting it flow over you, fill you, cleanse and nourish you. You gently tuck your crystals back into your pocket, knowing that they are charged, and you now carry the light and energy of this day with you, wherever you go. As you look down at your feet, your piece of driftwood that holds your releases is still there. You pick it up, smile, offer it up to the sun, and cast it as far as you can out to the ocean, releasing it and sending it on its way. And then you say, "The sun is high above us, shining down upon the land and sea, making things grow and bloom. Great and powerful sun, we honor you this day and thank you for your gifts. Ra, Helos, Sol Invictus, Athien, and Svargog. You are known by many names. You are the light over the crops, the heat that warms the earth, the hope that springs eternal, the bringer of life. We welcome you and we honor you this day, celebrating your light as we begin our journey once more into the darkness." You watch your piece of driftwood bobbing out, being pulled further and further away by the waves, and anything that you have been holding goes with it. As you walk back to your fire, you reach down into your bag and pull out a small mason jar which you fill with sand from this moment, and there is a lovely seashell to adorn the top. As you tuck the jar back into your bag, you sit next to the dwindling coals of your fire, lean back, close your eyes and realize you are filled with gorgeous sunlight and you have a pocket full of sunshine where your crystals rest. Breathe, relax, and when you're ready, come back to your body.